Very good. Very good. Listen, I hate to bother you, but I wanted to talk to you about that investment credit for a minute, which I make. I don't know what our condition is up there, and I don't know. I know that McNamara has indicated some displeasure, but I think that for the amount of that it's the most effective tax stimulus that we can get for the amount of money that's involved, number one. And number two, while Byrd's substitute does alternate language to withholding does not bring back a completely complete balance, it nevertheless brings us back a good deal more than has been estimated according to the Treasury, and in addition will cause the banks so much misery that they'll go for withholding, we think, within a year or 2 years. So that while you were thinking about it, I did want you to know it seems to me it would be helpful to us and the country if we could get the thing by.
Sir, I almost apologize for having caused you to take 2 minutes out to check with me.
No.
I had only two dilemmas. One, reflecting my ignorance, really, of what was going on in Finance Committee, and second, my realization that having offended the UAW and the unions on the satellite cloture vote on the satellite bill, I was stepping into a second go-around with them on this.
Well, do they care much about the satellite? I never heard much about it from them.
Oh, my Lord, yeah.
Well, I got to, but I wondered whether... Well,
anyway, and then having marched out a step at McNamara on that and caused a flap at home in the party, I hated to see a second approach, so I will try and persuade Pat to take a good, careful look at this so we can be together on it.
Right, okay, fine. Well, I think that it's... I will. I think that... it's not an issue which, as I say, which I know the rank and file would be interested in, and I think for the amount of money that's involved, it gives a good stimulus. In addition, I think it, as I said yesterday at the press conference, I think with some luck, we could end up with a pretty good record this year. If we get that temporary unemployment compensation, the public works, and this tax thing, and a decent trade bill, and these other things, we'll end up in a hell of a lot better than they have really almost any time since World War II, so that's why we're so close to it, and higher education, if we get Wayne Morse back to
Earth.
Back to Earth.
Add one more thing, and I have all your troops doing everything you can, but this Thurgood Marshall confirmation...
We're not going to go home without it, Mansfield. We've got definite assurance of Biden up in Southeastern yesterday, and we'll discharge the committee. It's just that they're going around Lowe and Johnson. He's got some trouble down there, but it's definitely going to be done. And I said, you're goddamn tired of seeing Keating sitting with Marshall. So I said, yes.
He and I are neither on that subcommittee, but we both are to rock up when you're a member of the minority.
Well, I said yesterday in the press conference that there were seven circuitous administrations in the New York area. Four of them came from New York, and Thurgood was never nominated. So that was just... Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Fiscal 63, they were not approved by us. Comma, and secondly, what program they now recommend? The latter matter, I understand, is under consideration and will come to me after it's been submitted to the Secretary. Number two, I noticed in Time magazine of this week, August 31st, a quotation ascribed to you, taken from a conversation between you and McNamara. The quote, tone and pace of our program are not right, quote unquote. I do not know how Time secured this quotation, but I would be interested to suggesting or improving the quote, pace, tone, pace. Very tired. quite obviously there must not be duplication between the Air Force and NASA. I'll leave that out. I'll just send that over to you. I'll type it out.